enjoy that this morning?
Amen.
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 Would you agree with me this morning that God is good?
Amen.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, He is so good. Amen. I'm going to practice on you. God is good all the time and all the time.
God is good.
Look at that. God is good. Can we sing that this morning? God
is so good.
Sing it, church. Opportunity to come to your house today, and for that we thank you. Lord, even though it's cold outside, we're thankful that we can feel the warmth on the inside. And Lord, what makes us feel warmer than anything is the fact that we can sense and feel the Holy Spirit in this place today. And Lord, for that we thank you. Lord, some are going through difficult times, some are unable to be here today due to sickness, but Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity we have. And Lord, we are so thankful that we can sing this morning from our hearts that you are an awesome God. Sing it one more time, church. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with me. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. He is worthy. Thank you, choir. You can be seated. Again, it is so good to see you this morning in the house of the Lord. And let me just, I got a couple of things I want to share with you by way of announcements. First of all, we're so thankful this morning that it's warm on the inside. Amen. And we are thankful to be able to be here today. Some, I know, are unable to be here. Some chose maybe the wiser and stayed at home and are listening on Facebook. If you're listening to us online, we thank you for joining with us here this morning in the house of the Lord by way of Facebook. That's a great avenue, especially on a day like today. Let me just say this morning that if you're visiting with us today, you are our special guest here at Calvary. It looks like every one of us are pretty much home folk. I would like to say this morning, would you please give a good Calvary welcome to David that's on the keyboard this morning. Amen. You stick around a couple of services, you won't be a visitor no more. Amen. And he came in with us this morning. He jumped right in at choir practice. And Brother Randy said, hey, sit down here and let's see if we can pick up a few songs. And not only did he pick them up, but he picked them up and run with them. Amen. And we are so thankful this morning, and our hearts are glad that Brother David's here with us. And thank you, brother. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use the talents that he has given you today in the house of the Lord. And we are truly blessed. Let me read you a card this morning that says, thank you is not nearly enough for all our church family has done for us. Phone calls, food, cards, and visits. God has truly blessed us during this time. We love you all so much, Brother David and Sister Glenda and the Henderson family. And we are so thankful that you guys are in the house of the Lord with us this morning. And we love you truly, and we love you dearly, and we love you deeply. And we just... I looked around at the service on that day, and I thought, this is what family does. I mean, it was standing room only. Many of you, most of you were there. But it's just what we do. We just love on each other, and we pray for one another. We encourage one another, and we're just there for one another. And that's exactly what the card says, is thank you, church. Thankful for the children's home, the girls that went over and sang that evening at their home. Yep. For all of the food, all of the meals. It's just what we do as a family. I'm glad to be part of the family of God, aren't you? Amen. And our God is awesome, and we are so thankful. And so thankful to be a part of Calvary Baptist Church and for this great family. It's an extended family. We're thankful for it. Please remember that the service this evening will be at 5 o'clock. It'll be downstairs in the fellowship hall. I'm not sure who's speaking tonight, Brother Selah. Brother Brian? Brother Brian's speaking this evening in the fellowship hall downstairs at 5 o'clock. So please remember that. Brother Brian had was supposed to be somewhere else, I believe in Conyers this morning. And due to the weather, the situation there, they decided to swap a day. And I believe he's going to be there next Sunday morning. So be much in prayer for him. But pray for me this morning that the Lord would allow me the opportunity to be able to share a message with you. And let's do this. Let's take a hymnal and turn over to Amazing Grace. Page number 57 if you need it. Church stand, choir stand, and let's sing together. Amazing Grace, How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Page 57, if you need it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas mine, but now I'm. Let's sing the second verse. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. Let's just go ahead and sing it all on the third now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, Brother David, it's great to have you with us here on this Lord's Day, and thank you for sharing with us this morning. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to try my best to bring you just a little message. I won't keep you very long. Let me just say that it's good to be here, and we're thankful again for the opportunity. We left this morning a frozen faucet somewhere, and we have yet to find it. So pray that it'll just warm up and go ahead and dribble on out of there and not burst. That would be a terrible thing. But we couldn't do anything about it, take care of it, so we just came on to the house of God. Amen? Amen. All right. Turn with me this morning, if you would, to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 11, and verse number 22. And I want to try my best this morning to bring you a thought. And it was really quite amazing, the message, I believe, that the Lord brought to me for such a time as this. But I want to speak to you this morning on down in the pit on a snowy day. Down in the pit on a snowy day. Father, we love you and we thank you again for this opportunity. Lord, we pray that you would touch our hearts. May our minds and our ears and our hearts be open to receive your word this morning. I believe, Lord, that you've given me a message for such a time as this. Lord, someone needs this today. Lord, I know I needed it, and I thank you for it. But Lord, help me to share it in a way that you'd be pleased, in a way that you'd be able to speak to hearts, Lord, and draw us closer, Lord, not only to one another, but Lord, we pray that you would draw us closer to you. Lord, I pray that you would just be with us today. If there's someone here that just needs a touch from heaven, may they be able to leave here today and say, boy, it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. It was a great opportunity to be able to worship. And Lord, I pray that you'd give us a little nugget today to take home with us that might be a strength to us in the days to come. And the church said, Amen. Thank you. The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 11, we're only going to look at one verse this morning, and that is verse number 22. I may pronounce these names wrong. If you want to give it a better shot, you're welcome to. But in verse number 22, it says, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. That's truly what it says. He slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. And I want to bring that thought to you this morning, down in the pit on a snowy day. Here's a story in Scripture that refuses to let us make excuses. Now, we all could have made... There's a difference now between reasons and excuses. Okay, so hear me. We all could have made some excuses this morning not to come to church because I don't know if you noticed, but it's freezing cold, literally, out there. When I got up this morning, I got up very early. The sun had not even broken this morning. There's no roosters crowing yet. I tend to get up pretty early. And I reached over and grabbed hold of my phone to see what the temperature was, and it said that the temperature was 15 degrees this morning when I first woke up. It gets worse. It said that the wind chill was 1 degree. 1 degree. But I'm thankful this morning that we didn't give in to that. And we went ahead and weathered the storm, if you will. Now, if you're unable to get here today and you're listening online on Facebook, I want to thank you for tuning in. You may be the more wiser. I'm not real sure which one of us would be the wiser this morning, but you enjoy the message, and thank you again for tuning in this morning. I'm not saying anything at all about it. Again, there's a difference between reasons and excuses. But here in the story, Benaiah, one of David's mighty men, the Bible said had fought two lion-like warriors from Moab. But that's not the moment in this verse that really, truly grabs my heart. You ever heard that phrase I've said it. I know most of us that preach and teach have probably said, boy, that'll preach right there. You ever said that? Heard someone say it? Boy, that'll preach right there. And this morning, I'm honest with you this morning, I think the moment that truly preaches is this one where he said, and he went down into a pit, and he killed the lion on a snowy day. Why do you think it was necessary for him to point out that he killed the lion and that it happened on a snowy day? Why do you think that was? Because I believe he was letting us know that everything about that scene was stacked up against him. Have you ever felt like everything was just stacked up against you? Have you ever even maybe said, what's going to happen next? That seems to be the way it is. And this moving situation that we're going through, Terry and I, we've had our house now on the market since November. Do you know that since November I've had the faucet go out in the kitchen sink? I mean, she hollered the other day and she said, hey, come quick. There's a puddle in the floor. Now, we got a little dog, a little puppy in the house. I thought, oh, Sadie Mae done made her way to the kitchen. That wasn't it. She opened up the cabinet door, and it was totally flooded. And my thought was, what in the world is going to happen next? And we could go through some stories, couldn't we, honey, over the past weeks. She said this morning, she said, I don't know if the Lord's trying to tell us that we need to stay here or that we need to get out quick. I'm for the getting out quick. Amen. But the Lord, he is good, and I'm thankful. This morning, again, we got up, and I went upstairs. I looked at this ugly self in the mug. I flipped the light on, looked in there, and reached over and hit the hot water faucet. Not even a drip. I mean, now, I left all my... Don't say, boy, he didn't leave his water dripping. I left everything in the house dripping last night as to not have this problem. But no hot water upstairs. I like warm water just to brush my teeth with, because it's a shock when it's 15 degrees outside. And I text her. I said, we've got a problem. She said, oh, no, what now? And she come running upstairs. But you just never know. Sometimes, now, I would be willing to tell you this morning that those kind of issues are nothing compared to what folks are going through. But have you ever felt like everything was just stacked up against you? I believe that that's why the writer is trying to let us see that everything about this scene was stacked up against him. Let's notice some things this morning. It said that he went down into a pit and killed a lion on a snowy day. There's about four things right there that were stacked up against him. Let's notice this. If you're going to fight a lion, you don't want to go down into a pit, because that would be the lion's den. That would be the lion's home. That would be where he hangs out and where he feels the most comfortable. You don't want to go there, because that's his house. And there's no easy way out. There are no stairs. Not anywhere in the scripture did it say, and there was some stairs for him to be able to get out. There's no stairs, there's no escalators, there's no elevators, and there's not even an exit plan. No fire exit, no way out. And if that was not enough, the Bible says that it was on a snowy day. Now, I don't know if you noticed, anybody get any snow at your house at all yesterday? Most all of us did, didn't we? A little, some more than others. But for the most part, I was talking to Brother Ceylon yesterday. He said, boy, it was really snowing this morning, but it all just blew off. Somewhere, all that snow is probably stacked up somewhere, because it was freezing cold. But it wasn't one of those snowy days, David, where you could go out there and build a snowman. Because it's just like powder, you know. Now, normally when it snows here in Georgia, it's a slippery mess. Why, last weekend, I called Amanda and I said, how are y'all doing? She said, well, I was doing pretty good until I walked outside with the puppy to take him out to do his business and hit the steps. You know what happens when you hit frozen steps? You going down. Puppy up in the air, Amanda on the ground, bless her heart, landed on her wrist. You know, what did we end up calling him, Winston? I bet he was thinking, what? I would have looked up at you, Brother Seelong, if you dropped me on the ground, been like, what in the world is going on here? But that's what happens in Georgia when it snows or sleets or ices. It's a slippery mess. So you can only imagine what it would be like to be down in a pit with a lion on a snowy day. A snowy day is always, it's got to be a cold day in order for it to be snow, right? Your hands get cold, they get frozen, and it's a slippery mess. And there was no exit plan. It was either fight or die. And if that was not enough, the Bible says it was snowing, so it was cold. And normally when it snows, it's slippery. So you can't get any traction. You ever tried to run or go somewhere when there's snow and ice on the ground? You can't get no traction. So here is this fellow. We find him in his lowest place. And his coldest day have collided with him at the same time. Now, let's try to bring this home to us and see what in the world that the Scripture is trying to tell us about a guy that goes into a pit and fights a lion on a snowy day. How in the world does that apply to us today? I would say if we try and bring it home, that's exactly maybe where some of us are right now. You didn't choose to be down. You notice he said that he went down into a pit and fought a lion on a snowy day. None of us choose to be down. We didn't choose to be going through any kind of a battle. You didn't even schedule a cold, snowy day. You just found yourself there. Low, in the pit of your circumstances. Cold and grown cold in your faith. And slippery in your spirit. So let's look at that. You're down, you're discouraged, maybe depressed. And now you've grown cold in your walk with God. And now you're at a slippery place in your spirit. We wonder, is this where the story is going to end? But I'm thankful for two words, and that is, but God. Amen? Amen. But God. He teaches us through Benaiah here something powerful. The Bible says that he went down, but thank God he refused to stay down. Hey, that's where we all ought to shout right there. Amen. Sometimes we get down, but you've got to refuse to stay down. The enemy wants you in the pit of your life. Amen. He wants you in the pit of your life. He wants to see you down. The Scripture teaches us that Satan is like a roaring lion. Amen? That kind of fits right here now, don't it? He is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's what the Bible teaches us. And he wants to get us down. He wants to get us in the pit. And he wants to totally devour us. He's seeking to do that. He wants you to be isolated. You know what isolated is? Alone. But CJ said in his message this morning in Sunday school, he said, I'm glad to know that I'm not alone. Amen? I'm glad I'm not alone. I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. Somebody shout right there. Amen? He wants you cold in your spirit, and he wants you to believe that this is your end. But Benaiah said, through God's help, I can still slay the lion. Even here, even now. just because things might not be going the way that we think that they should, doesn't mean that God has left us. Amen? Just because we are discouraged, just because we get in the pit, just because we get down, doesn't mean that God has left us. It doesn't mean that He's run out on us. Sometimes we pray, and the answer is yes. Amen? We're thankful for those times. Sometimes, though, we pray, and the answer is no. We're even thankful for those times because we got an answer. Sometimes we pray, and He says, what, Jeff?
Wait.
You know what that tells me? That reminds me of a song that says, stand still. Oh, but the rest of that verse says, stand still and let God move. It says, standing still is hard to do because we don't want to wait. We need an answer from God, and we need it to be now, and we need it to be the way we want Him to answer, don't we? It reminds me of something else. It says, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, yeah, preach it, shall renew, that'll preach right there, won't it? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because we have chosen, it's a choice to wait on God. Oh, you might be walking now, but you stop, you look around, and you see the fingerprints of God, it'll cause you to want to have a running spell. Amen. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hey, it's in times like these. It's in times like these that we've got to put on our faith feet. I mean, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We say, Lord, I'll go anywhere you want me to go if you just let me see it. Help me just to go ahead and understand it now. I'll go any direction you want me to go in. Just tell me and show me. You know what? We don't always see it, do we? Because when you're walking by faith, you know what He's given you? Just enough light for the step you're on. David, you're going to be all right. Hang around, bro. Because that will preach. Amen. I just need enough light, Lord, for the step I'm on. But God, I'm so glad to know this morning, and I refuse to let the enemy destroy me. Again, it's a choice. I may be low, I may be cold, but I love those words again. But God is for me. I'm glad to know this morning I'm on the winning side. Amen. Once I drifted out in sin, had no hope, no joy within, but the Lord has placed me on the winning side. Amen. Boy, I'm glad to know that's where I can find myself this morning. I remember, it's been a little over a year now, when I had back surgery. Last September, September the 3rd, I remember it well. I had back surgery. Y'all remember the situation I was in? Honest, before the Lord, I couldn't get up the steps without assistance. Trail was here. Brother David was here. They'd help me up the steps. Brother Don, realizing my situation, I couldn't stand up here, David, and lead the choir. Brother Don brought me a chair up here and set it up here. I was in a bad shape. But I went ahead and broke down and went for my back surgery. And I'm going to try my best to make this quick. I went in for my back surgery, and I remember the nurse coming in after my surgery, and she said, I thought, well, this is the craziest thing I think I've ever heard. She said, I'm going to teach you how to roll over in the bed. I had that big old bulb and that tube running into my back, and I couldn't roll over by myself. I thought, well, you know what? You're right. I'm going to need a little help here. Then she said, I'm going to teach you. I mean, come on now. I'm 60 years old. And she said, I'm going to teach you how to get out of the bed. I said, how hard could it be? Yeah, that's exactly right. Laugh. That's exactly right. I said, how hard could it be? And then she began to show me, you got to grab hold of the rail here, and you've got to turn this way and put one foot on the floor at a time. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm used to just slinging feet out and hit the floor and let's roll. Not so. She said, I'm also going to teach you. She said, here's what the doctor told me. He said, you can have no more BLT. I love BLT, don't you? Mayonnaise, toasted bread, all that. I said, what do you mean, Doc? He said, no more bending, no more lifting, and no more twisting. BLT, you remember that. I still remember it today. And I found out just to get out of the bed was a chore. And then she brings this contraption in called a walker. I thought, I don't need that, honey. Until I put that first foot on the floor. And I reached out and grabbed a hold of that walker. And I said, oh, all right. She taught me everything. Here's what you do when you go to the bathroom. We'll cut that short. But in order to be able to make it happen, here's what you have to do. And you got to be careful. Don't bend. Don't lift. Don't twist. And then she came in after I had made my first trip to the restroom, and I was totally exhausted. She helped me back into the bed. She said, now, in the morning, we're going for a walk. A walk? You got to be kidding. She said, here's the words. If you lay here, you will stay here. Listen. Let's apply that for a minute. If you're down and you're discouraged, you're going through a hard time in your walk, if you lay here, you'll stay here. Let that sink in. But strength, she said, will be restored when you stand up. She said, you've got to stand back up and learn how to walk again. Seems simple. I said, all right. Just give me a good night's rest and we'll make a go out of it. First thing in the morning, here she come, that walker. She said, okay. She helped me back out of the bed. Honestly, when I first stood up on with that walker, and I thought I'm fixing to have to walk. I mean, it wasn't a pretty sight. That's why I didn't need any of y'all around to watch. But I took a walk. Brother David, you back here? You know what she said? It's the same thing you told me the other night, brother. She said, I just want you to take one step at a time. You put one foot in front of the other. Hey, I got out to the door, and I took a turn. One step in front of the other. One step in front of the other. She said, that's enough. Now turn, and let's go back and sit down. And I did. Sat down on the side of the bed. She taught me how to get back into bed and roll my old self over. She said, in a little while, we're going to take another stroll. But I'm going to let you rest. A few hours went by, and here she came. She said, I'm going to tell you again, Mr. Clayton. She said, if you lay here, you're going to stay here. I had gained some strength, and I was ready to go. I got up, got back out, walked a few more steps out into the hallway. She said, all right, you're looking good. I thought, you ain't. You ain't looking too good. You're about to kill me. She said, you see the end of the hallway down there? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want to see if you can get down there. And when you get there, stop. I walked down to the end of that hallway. I got down there. And I'm honest with you. I was beginning to feel a little down. I seemed like I was kind of in the pit. I done broke out into a sweat, cold sweat. But I got there and I stopped. And she said, "All right, you see that door?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "You see those stairs?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "David, here you go, bro." She said, "In order for you to go home, you got to go down those stairs." You know what she told me, Brother David? She said, "Don't go trying anything to try and think you're a hero, because you won't be coming back up the same way you went down. I'm not looking for a hero. I just need you to take one step at a time. One step at a time." She said, "You're doing good, honey." I got down to that bottom, that little platform right there, and she said, "Hey," she said, "now you're going to have to turn around, and you got to go back up." You know what? One of the greatest things she told me was, she said, "What I want you to do is hold the rail." I thought, you talking about Jesus, take the wheel. I reached and I grabbed a hold of that wheel. She said, "Now, every time you take another step, you lead off with your right foot and bring the other one up. Lead off with your right foot and bring the other." I'm here to tell you this morning, church, if you'll take the right step with Jesus, He'll take care of you the rest of the way. Amen. Amen. Hey, if I could have ran, I would have run. I couldn't run then, but I can run now, hallelujah, because God is able. He is able. And you know what I found out during that time? He is an ever-present help in a time of need. But if you lay here, you'll stay here. It seemed like I was in a pit. It seemed like I was weak. It seemed like I was tired. I was sweating cold sweat. But I made it. She said, "Now we got some physical therapy." I thought, well, what has this been, honey? And they take me down to this room, and they had this little makeshift car. I thought, what in the world is that thing? I thought we was going somewhere and I was going to get on some kind of walking, something, you know, and it's going to be great and fine. She said, "Are you going home?" I said, "Well, by the grace of God, I am." She said, "You can't go home till you can get in a car." And this little makeshift car had a door on it. She said, "Go ahead. Let loose of your walker and let's see how good you do." I walked over and I opened that door and I thought, now what? I didn't feel like I could pick up my leg to put it in there. She said, "First thing you got to do," I don't know if y'all getting any of this or not. She said, "The first thing you got to do is you got to plant your backside in the seat. And when you do that, then you can put your legs in. Don't be trying to be no hero and just swing one leg in." She said, "You'll find yourself on the floor. Put yourself in the seat and then swing your legs over." And I did. I reached up and grabbed hold of that rail. I swung my legs over. I said, "Honey, start this thing up. We're going to the house." But God, sometimes we find ourselves down. But it's at times when we see where God can take us from to where He can take us to. You hear me? Boy, it'd make us want to have a spell. Hey, man. Hey, if I could have had a spell back then, I would have. So I'll just have one here today on credit. Amen. Hey, It seemed at the time like I had gone down into a pit, broke out into a cold sweat. But God, not only did He bring me to it, Selah, but He brought me through it. Today, hey, I don't always feel perfect, but I always feel like I can make those steps now. I can come up here and I have the opportunity to worship and to sing and to lead this great choir. We might be few in number, amen, but we're strong still in the Spirit. You know why? Because we're still the church, amen. To the discouraged this morning, I'll close with this. To the discouraged, to the depressed, to the tired, to the parent that's trying your best to raise your children. You might be at your lowest, you might be at your coldest, but let me tell you this morning, wherever you are, every one of us in this building, let me tell you this morning, God still has His hand on your life. Do you hear that? God still has His hand on your life. And one day, you're going to look back and you're going to see His fingerprints. I don't have the answers that I'd like to give to my friends. Because I'll be honest with you, sometimes I ask, Lord, why? Why did this happen? Why did this take place? I don't know, but I do know this, that God is able. And He is an ever-present help in a time of need. And when we look back and we see His fingerprints all over the situation, we know that God's hand is still on our life. Your pit is not the end. But you must declare today that I am on the winning side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? God is an ever-present help in a time of need. God, help us today to get up, to get out, and to go forward for you. Miss Glenda said it well this morning. She said, I just must go forward. Hey, keep on keeping on, church. Amen. God's got something great in store for us. If you'll stand with me, with every head bowed and every eye closed, we could just get a little soft music, brother. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother Allen, I feel a little discouraged. I feel a little down. But I don't want to stay down. Because if I continue to lay here, I'm just afraid I'll stay here. If you want to come this morning and you want to just let the church surround you in prayer, you go ahead and step out and come. If you've got something that maybe a weight that you're carrying, you know your shoulders are not made to carry that weight. But you can come and cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. If you want to come and do the same, and just come and just let God move in these next few moments in your life and in your heart. No one looking around. You may be here this morning and say, Brother Allen, I don't know if I know the Lord the way you know Him. I don't know if I know Him as my personal Savior this morning, and I just need you to pray for me. I want to be sure when I leave here today that I'm a part of the family of God, that my name is recorded in heaven. I want to be saved. Would you slip your hand up, right back down? I just want to pray for you this morning. Maybe you're here this morning, you know you're saved. But maybe your walk has become a little cold. Maybe your steps are a little slippery this morning. And you just want to ask God for some guidance and some direction if you want to step out and you want to come. Father, we thank you for these that have come. And many are praying right where they're sitting. We know that. And Lord, this morning we just ask you, Lord, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit of God to give us the comfort that only you can give, the encouragement that only you can give. Lord, whatever the need is in this place today, Lord, I pray, Lord, that sweet Jesus, that you would meet the needs of your people. Lord, I pray for this church, that you would help us to be a light here in this community, that we'd reach out and that we would love people and encourage them to come to the house of God. Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for the moving of your sweet spirit. And I thank you again for these that have come and knelt on this altar this morning. You know exactly what is needed. Lord, I'm so glad to know, Lord, that we have a Savior who loves us, who cares for us, and who supplies for us. Lord, I pray that you would meet the needs of your people this morning. As Brother David continues to play, if you just continue to pray, Lord, we'll praise you this morning and we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name. You're in the house of God this morning. Amen. Please remember again, the service this evening is at 5 o'clock downstairs in the fellowship hall. Pray for Brother Brian as he comes and shares the word. If you will, just leave this area quiet and clear as this one continues to pray. But I want to thank you again this morning for the opportunity, for your attention. And I'm thankful for the moving of the Holy Spirit here today. Remember this. If you continue to lay here, you're going to stay here. Let's get up and move forward for the cause of Christ. Thank you again for being here today. If you'll turn and tell someone it's good to see them in the house of the Lord, you can consider yourself dismissed this morning. I love you. Thank you. All clear.